Welcome to Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal Kunz. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Cal Kunz. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting third. The first baseman, Wally Moon. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Norm Sherry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Drysdale. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Don Drysdale. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock bunts towards the mound. Drysdale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey juggles the ball. That's an error on Carey. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wills for the out. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Moon takes first base on ball 4. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Moon moves to second. Duke Snider batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Snider takes first base on ball 4. Ron Fairley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Altman strikes out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drysdale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Bertel and he is safe. Davis steals second. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Carey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Carey reaches second base with a double. Davis scores. It's 1-0, Dodgers. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sherry hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Drysdale is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Drysdale hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Carey scores. It's 2-0, Dodgers. Maury Wills batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Wills is 0-for-1 in the game. Wills hits a line drive towards short. Rogers catches it and throws to first to double up Drysdale. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bertel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cal Kuntz is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kuntz strikes out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fairley. Brock reaches second base with a double. Bertel moves to third. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Hubbs strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bertel scores. Brock scores. It's Cubs, 2, Dodgers, 2. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gilliam is 0-for-1 in the game. Gilliam hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Moon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Moon takes first base on ball 4. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Snider is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Snider strikes out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fairley hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Snider settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Carey, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Carey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Sherry is 0-for-1 in the game. Sherry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bertel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bertel hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Kuntz is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kuntz is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuntz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drysdale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Brock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Don Drysdale is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Drysdale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Drysdale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Wills is 0-for-2 in the game. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Wills. The throw from Bertel and he is safe. Wills steals second. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gilliam is 0-for-2 in the game. Gilliam hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wills scores. It's 3-2, Dodgers. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Moon is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moon for the out. Gilliam moves to second. Two outs. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hubbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Hubbs strikes out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Ron Fairley, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Fairley is 0-for-2 in the game. Fairley hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Kuntz covering, for the out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Carey takes first base on ball 4. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sherry is 0-for-2 in the game. Sherry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Altman is 0-for-2 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Altman moves to second. Momor Hard pinch hits for Dick Burkell. Momor Hard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. The ball gets by Sherry for a passed ball. Altman moves to third. Rogers moves to second. Momor Hard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morehard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Moon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morehard for the out. Two outs. Bob Will pinch hits for Calcoons. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Will is walked intentionally. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Brock hits a fly ball into left field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Don Elston now pitching. Mo Thacker now catching. Don Drysdale is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Drysdale is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Drysdale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Elston fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wills is 0-for-3 in the game. Wills hits a line drive into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gilliam is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gilliam hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brock. Gilliam reaches second base with a double. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Moon is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Moon is walked intentionally. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hub scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-3 in the game. Hubbs hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball towards center. Davis settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Davis. Banks moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Altman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Banks scores. That run is unearned. It's Cubs, 3, Dodgers, 3. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Santo is 0 for 3 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fairley is 0 for 3 in the game. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fairley moves to second. Larry Burrard pinch runs for Ron Fairley. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Carey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Carey bunts in front of the plate. Thacker scoops up the ball and tags Carey for the out. 1 out. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sherry is 0 for 3 in the game. Sherry strikes out. 2 outs. Tommy Davis pinch hits for Don Drysdale. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Davis hits a line drive into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Sherry now pitching. Tommy Davis now playing left field. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rogers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rogers strikes out. 1 out. Jim McKnight pinch hits for Don Elston. Jim McKnight is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. McKnight hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Thacker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Bob Anderson now pitching. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Wills is 0 for 4 in the game. Wills hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gilliam is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gilliam bunts towards first. Banks juggles the ball. That's an error on Banks. Wills moves to second. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Moon is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Moon strikes out. 1 out. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hub scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wills moves to third. Gilliam moves to second. 2 outs. Tim Harkness pinch hits for Larry Sherry. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harkness strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Paranoski now pitching. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brock is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 4 in the game. Hubbs strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Carey strikes out. 2 outs. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sherry is 0-for-4 in the game. Sherry hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Banks is 0-for-4 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Altman is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Altman hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Santo is 0-for-4 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peronoski fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Wills is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Wills bunts towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to second. 2 outs. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Moon is 0-for-2 in the game. With 3 walks. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rogers strikes out. 1 out. Bobby Smith pinch hits for Bob Anderson. Bobby Smith batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Smith hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thacker is 0-for-1 in the game. Thacker strikes out. There goes Smith. The throw from Sherry to second, and Smith is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Barney Schultz now pitching. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Snider is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Snider hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Lee Walls pinch hits for Ron Peronoski. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls bunts towards the mound. Schultz fields it and throws to first for the out. Snyder moves to second. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Davis is walked intentionally. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Carey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sherry is 0 for 5 in the game. Sherry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Rickard now pitching. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brock is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. Brock hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 5 in the game. Hubbs hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Moon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Wills is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schultz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 5 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Altman is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Altman strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 5 in the game. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Moon is 0 for 3 in the game. With 3 walks. Moon bunts towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Snyder strikes out. Thacker drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Snyder out. 2 outs. Pete Rickard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Rickard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Thacker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Rogers is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barney Schultz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Schultz bunts towards the mound. Rickard fields it and throws to first for the out. Rogers moves to second. One out. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Thacker is 0-for-2 in the game. Thacker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rogers scores. It's 4-3, Cubs. Lou Brock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brock is 1-for-6 in the game, with a double. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Moon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brock for the out. Thacker moves to second. Two outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-6 in the game. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thacker scores. It's 5-3, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams strikes out. Sherry drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Williams out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Andy Carey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Carey is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Carey hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Sherry is 0-for-6 in the game. Sherry hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Carey moves to second. Dick Trusiewski pinch runs for Norm Sherry. Tony Balsamo now pitching. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Wills is 1-for-7 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs fields it and throws to second for the out. Carey moves to third. Two outs. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. There goes Wills. The throw from Thacker and he is safe. Wills steals second. Jim Gilliam batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gilliam is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gilliam takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Moon is 0-for-4 in the game. With 3 walks. Moon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carey scores. Wills scores. Gilliam moves to third. It's Cubs, 5, Dodgers, 5. Glenn Hobby now pitching. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Snider is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single and a walk. Snider is walked intentionally. Moon moves to second. Frank Howard pinch hits for Pete Rickard. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Gilliam. The slide. Thacker applies the tag. Gilliam is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 16, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Roebuck now pitching. Doug Camilli now catching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 6 in the game. Banks strikes out. 1 out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Altman is 3 for 6 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Altman hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 0 for 6 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 2 for 6 in the game, with 2 singles. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Gilliam fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 16, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 5. The Dodgers will come to bat. Daryl Spencer pinch hits for Ed Roebuck. Daryl Spencer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Spencer takes first base on ball 4. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis is 2 for 6 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Spencer moves to second. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Carey is 2 for 6 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Carey bunts towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to third for the out. Davis moves to second. 1 out. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Camilli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis scores. Carey moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Los Angeles Dodgers, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles.